My friend Ellie sent me an article this past week that she often sends me articles because she thinks I'm out of touch. She thinks I don't know what it's like to be a mom. And I'm like, you're right. I don't know what it's like to be a mom. Not going to know what it's like to be a mom. But she sent me these articles. And so she sent me this article the other day that makes a distinction between taking a trip and going on vacation. And a vacation, you know, they say is meant to be a relaxing time away, while a trip's about trying to go somewhere. And it was, you know, it was this funny article that said, you know, if you have to pack multiple throw-up bags, you're on a trip, not vacation. If you and your spouse get in a fight about who has the better system for packing, guess what? You're on a trip. You're not on vacation. If the kids are arguing over who's sitting where and you can't see out the back window, and you're on a trip. And then this the one that I was reading this, I'm thinking, I never went on vacation. I only went on trips as a kid, it seems like, because that's all the family trips I had. And then they break out the line where they said, if you start talking about how when you were a kid, all your family could afford was to go on camping trips, guess what? You're on a trip. You're not on vacation. In fact, that the whole thing is like, I don't know that what is a vacation. It's like, unless you go to some, you know, all-inclusive with a kids club and they serve you pina coladas on the beach or something, that's the only thing that would qualify as a vacation, according to this article. And it gave me a smile, and I had a couple of chuckles through it, even if I know how unrealistic it is. But like any trip, any joke, there is some truth behind it. The gospel today relates a story of how the disciples had just got back from a trip. It's actually in the gospel today, it says a mission. But it was a trip where Jesus had sent them out two by two to go and proclaim the good news, and to heal people, to cast out demons, basically to care for the people and proclaim the good news. And they come back from this trip. Jesus wants them to go off to a deserted place and rest for a while. Vacation. There is a distinction being made here. And Jesus is actually understands that there's a distinction, that we need rest. You know, I often hear how people say just how busy their lives are, how little time they feel they have in their day, and that their work and their families demand so much of their time and energy. And I think over these last 16 months now, that hasn't gotten any easier. With everyone working from home, it seems the expectation is that you're available all the time. It used to be, you know, when you worked physically in a place, in an office or wherever, that's when you were at work. And when you were at home, you weren't working. And now there's no distinction between work time and home. There's no distinction between time of work and a time of rest. We have to be available 24/7. And now that all sorts of things are opening up again, and activities and sports and all this stuff, it seems like the demands on our time have just ramped back up. One of my buddies, Sean, his son is into competitive diving. And they just had their first live competition last week. And he had all of 6 days to, you know, plan the trip and book the hotels and everything like this, because his son's 13. He can't be going there on his own. It's not like they because of COVID restrictions, there's no sharing of rooms. Everybody has to be in their own bubble and all of this sort of stuff. So on 6 days' notice, he has to drop everything, including work, to go to be with his son during this competition. That isn't vacation. You might be away from work, but that isn't any time of rest. I get that people are busy, but I also get, like Jesus, that we need to find a way to get rest. You know, in the gospel, we see that this idea of being busy isn't new. But we also see that God wants us to find some time to rest. Jesus and the apostles, they had to deal with the constant stream of people coming to them. And it says in today's gospel, for many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. It probably sounds like a lot of your families. There's so much coming and going that there's barely any time to sit down and eat together. That was true prior to the pandemic, and it seems to be true as we come out of all these lockdowns that we've experienced as well. But in the gospel, we see that Jesus recognizes that he and his disciples need some time away. They need to go off by themselves for a little while, away from the hecticness of their daily lives. They need some time to reconnect with God and one another. And, you know, often in the Gospels, it'll say Jesus went off by himself to pray. Here it says Jesus simply wanted them to go away and rest. It isn't even about praying. It's about rest. This is the amazing thing about our God. You know, our God doesn't just want something from you. He isn't just this demanding taskmaster where, you know, he demands, you know, duty and service. God doesn't want to be a burden on you. He certainly doesn't want to add to your burdens. Today we see that God wants something for you, not from you. If you're like me, these past 16 months have taken its toll. In some way, shape, or form, I'm willing to bet it's taken a toll on you. And if you're like me, you need to find some way to get some rest. You need, because God wants you, you know, of like healthy in body, mind, and soul. Now that rest, that doesn't mean that it has to be grand. It doesn't mean it has to be some trip to some exotic location. I don't know if you even want to go to an exotic location yet. And if that article that I mentioned at the beginning is to be believed, a trip is not going to be restful anyway. But God wants you to get some rest. He knows you better than you know yourself. And for you, that might mean simply finding a way to turn off your phone and social media for a certain time each day. It might mean not dealing with work things after hours. It might mean taking some time away as a family. Heck, maybe it even means going camping as a family. You might be that strange type of creature that finds camping restful. It's a different species than me, but that's okay. After all, you know, I guess Jesus wasn't going to some all-inclusive resort either with his disciples. It says he was going off into the wilderness. I honestly don't know what rest looks like for you, but I do know that God wants it for you. You can't be on 24/7 and hope to be even remotely at your best. You can't be on 24/7 and even to remotely be the best husband or wife you can be, the best mom or dad you can be, the best friend or even the best colleague that you can be. St. Paul today in his letter says into the Ephesians says that Jesus came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. Peace to those who are far and those who are close. Peace to everyone. That means Jesus wants us to find rest and peace. I want you to find rest and peace. I don't know what that looks like for you. Sometimes I don't even know what it looks like for me. But I know God wants it for me, and I know he wants it for you. And I want you to find that rest and peace before all the work and the stress and the busyness and the hecticness and everything means that we're going to have to say rest in peace.